You're listening to This Week on DeveloperWorks for July 26, 2006. I'm Scott Lanningham, DeveloperWorks podcast editor, and we're IBM's technical resource for developers, offering a wide range of tools, code, and education on IBM products and open standards technology. In today's show, we'll run down new content highlights for the week, then hear from IBM Global Services IT specialist Nathan Harrington about his interesting discovery of a way to execute commands on a ThinkPad by some very creative means other than a keyboard or mouse. But first, let's quickly run down DeveloperWorks homepage content for this week, which you can find at ibm.com/DeveloperWorks. The feature this week from the Information Management Zone, CloudScape and Ajax, an example. Create an embedded database and web server application. From the Open Source Zone, PHP encryption for the common man. From the Rational Zone, an article in the Rational Edge e-zine, building SOA solutions with industry models and the IBM Rational Software Development Platform. From the WebSphere Zone, enable XML awareness in WebSphere Extended Deployment with WebSphere Data Power SOA appliances. From the Web Architecture Zone, technology options for rich internet applications. From the Power Architecture Technology Zone, brand new brand for Power Architecture Technology. That's an interview with IBM's Michael E. Sullivan on Power's new identity and how it isn't exactly open source marketing, but it's close. And from the Java Technology Zone, the Java XPath API, querying XML from Java programs. Again, all that new content is highlighted this week on our homepage at ibm.com/DeveloperWorks. Next up, Tom Young, editor of the Linux Zone, alerted me to a funky piece this week that sounded custom-made for a podcast segment. Author Nathan Harrington looks at how to write an application that accesses a ThinkPad's built-in accelerometer to let you then execute commands by literally knocking on your machine. The article is called Knock-Based Commands for Your Linux Laptop, and you can find it in the DeveloperWorks Linux Zone at ibm.com/DeveloperWorks/Linux. Nathan is an IT specialist with IBM Global Services and joins us on the podcast. How's it going, Nathan?
Going great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, tell me about this discovery. Was it by accident? How did you come upon this idea of using the accelerometer in this way?
There's been a lot of work accessing the accelerometers embedded in MacBooks and ThinkPads recently. A previous project I worked on focused on mounting a ThinkPad to a vehicle chassis to monitor pitch and roll information using the onboard accelerometer. Through various graphing and data analysis tools, I thought it would be possible to isolate knock events, and with a specific set of parameters and a lot of work, I managed to do it.
You know, this reminds me of a musician I knew years ago who would get real physical with a misbehaving effects processor on stage, and sometimes he'd turn around and whack the thing to get it to work better. And it would fix it, and it would make some funny sounds in the process, too, sometimes musical, sometimes not. But, of course, what you're talking about is more sophisticated and has some real uses, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it sure does. You can put in any command you like into the knockage script file, and it'll run it based on the specific knock you enter. Put in a double tap, and it'll start your screensaver. Hit a 3-steady knock, and maybe it'll check your email or send your favorite buddy a message using IM. The possibilities are pretty much endless because it's easily integrated into your scripting environment.
Do you fear that the use of such a program would unleash some physicality from people that may be better kept pent up? Wondering about
you know,
that.
It very well may. The onboard accelerometers can read up to 20 G's of acceleration. So if you want to start a recursive shred of your documents with a hard hit, go ahead and drop kick your ThinkPad.
20 G's?
That's right.
Man, that's a lot of G's. So, Nathan, I assume that this isn't just a ThinkPad-only technology. What other devices use accelerometers?
There's a whole range of embedded and personal computing devices that have onboard accelerometers now. The initial cost has gone way down in the past 5 or 10 years, so you can find them on MacBooks, on ThinkPads from both IBM and Lenovo, and on a whole slew of PDAs.
So the bottom line is you're saying download Knockage, set the threshold to 20, give your ThinkPad a dropkick today. Is that kind of what you're hoping people will do?
Well, maybe not a dropkick, but I hope they'll find it useful to amaze their friends.
Nathan, thanks for coming on to talk about this cool article. Very interesting.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Again, check out Nathan Harrington's article on writing a touch-sensitive program for your ThinkPad in the DeveloperWorks Linux Zone at ibm.com/developerworks/Linux. Also, find a video he shot demonstrating his NOC-responsive ThinkPad at youtube.com. You'll find a link to that video in his article on DeveloperWorks Linux Zone. And again, that is titled NOC-based commands for your Linux laptop. As always, find links to everything you heard mentioned today in my DeveloperWorks blog. You'll find a link to that on our podcast page at ibm.com/developerworks/podcast. Please share your thoughts about anything we're talking about here or on something you'd like to hear us cover. That's it for this week. For everyone at DeveloperWorks, I'm Scott Lanningham. Talk to you next time.